Hey everyone, so I'm doing this additional training after our call today because there was recurrent themes in our conversation. So I thought let's go a little bit deeper and so you can listen to this afterwards. So the question was, why don't you have the health that you want, or why don't you have the body that you want, or why don't you have the relationship that you want, or why don't you have the career that you want? I mean, this kind of works across all different areas. And so I wanted to talk about kind of the process of change and where we get stuck. So one of the most important things that we have to realize is that we don't control when change will occur. So, you know, if you were to go to the gym every day, you know that you would eventually get into shape. But you don't exactly know when. Like if you were to go to the gym every single day for the next 2 weeks, you know that eventually your body would get into shape, but would it happen in the next 2 weeks? Who knows? Like, it's not something that we control, and we get lost on this idea because we think that we control when we're going to get the results. And even though logically, even when I say this, you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense, of course I won't. But there's still part of us that gets really disappointed when we don't have the results in the time frame that we want. And it makes us judge ourselves, criticize ourselves, be really hard on ourselves, and creates a lot more stress. And from that place, we don't have motivation. We don't have willpower anymore, and it feels really hard. So of course, it's easy to just stop. At the end of the day, what I have seen in my work over the 2 decades is that what keeps people stuck is essentially the same thing. At its core, it's the same thing. And what keeps people stuck is that they get stuck in their story. Meaning, you know, weight loss is a really good example. If I haven't lost weight, or that, you know, weight loss is really hard. It's really hard for women. I've tried everything and I failed. I'm not good at sticking with things, or I don't have willpower, I'm not disciplined, or it's really, really hard, whatever it is, right? There's a story. And I can guarantee you that when I speak to people, I know if they're going to take a little bit longer to get results when they have that story done. I can hear it in the way that they describe their situation. And the thing is that we can get really stuck, and I talked about this today, like, you know, if you were to turn on the TV or the radio, say there's 100 channels, but you're stuck on one channel, and that channel looks like your reality. And in that reality, you know, looking after yourself is hard, relationships are hard, or, you know, being healthy is hard, or eating well is hard, or cooking is hard, whatever it is, that looks hard. In this book, that I read called Second Chance, this Sid Banks talks about, and this is word for word out of the book. He said, the trouble is you see this world as the only reality that exists. You have trapped yourself on a level of consciousness. You must learn to take limitations off life and see there are more realities that meet the eye. And what that's saying is that you get stuck on a channel. So if you've gone for many, many years on that channel where this is hard, or I'm never going to get there, or whatever, right? Or if you did get there once before, that, you know, you won't get there again. And whatever story we tell ourselves, the more thinking we have around something, the harder it is to have intuition on that. And essentially, intuition is what makes us unstuck. When we know on a deeper level what we need to do. Like, I have women do different things to break them out of a pattern where they're stuck. Women who have quit their jobs and started their businesses, or left their relationships, or gone to relationship counseling, or resolved childhood trauma. Like, I'm not saying it has to be always that, but what I am saying is that that's what their intuition told them that they needed. They didn't need to go on keto. You know, and I'm not saying anything against keto, but I'm just saying that this often a bigger picture at play, and we need to see all the channels. And when we're stuck at a story, we're stuck on a channel. We've trapped ourselves on a level of consciousness. We only see one reality for us, and it's the reality that we've been thinking and thinking every day, subconsciously, most likely. I shared this story today about this Bitcoin billionaire who was really young guy. It was really quite fascinating about when he was, I don't know, he was only young. I think he must have been, I don't know how old he is. To me, he looked about 20, but he said when he was like 3 years earlier, he had been stacking supermarket shelves in Sweden, where he was from. And that was his life. That was his job. He had no aspirations. He was just stacking shelves in a supermarket. But he believed in the power of the mind. And he believed in creating your life. And he believed in manifesting. And when you think about it, because I've always kind of been on the fence about the law of attraction and manifesting, because obviously it works for some and not for others. But what it is essentially the same thing. It's multiple frequencies, there's multiple channels that we could be on. It's multiple realities. And we are choosing the current reality that we think we that is the only one for us, right? That's because of our thinking is always the same. It's at the same level. But as soon as our thinking changes, we can go on to different channels. And that's what he did. He said even though he was stacking shelves in the supermarket, he was dreaming of private jets, Bugatti cars, of which I don't even know what they are, but living in Dubai, having all the luxury, the Rolex, the this, the that, whatever, right? Which 3 years later, that is his life right now. He lives in Dubai, he drives fancy cars, he travels in private jets, he has all the designer stuff of everything, and he lives this very extravagant lifestyle. But he said he created it, and he said, like, people may say, I did that through Bitcoin. He goes, but it doesn't matter which way you look at it, because at the end of the day, he goes, I was stacking shelves 3 years ago, and now I'm this, because that's what I imagined in my mind. How I got there is irrelevant. And it's true. So he picked a different frequency. So when we're stuck in our health, in our life, in our jobs, in our relationships, whatever it is, we are holding on to the same thought. We're holding on to this same reality. And if we can see it from higher ground, if we can get more perspective, which is this idea of raising our level of consciousness, when we are open to our intuition and to our wisdom, we crack through our consciousness. We go to the next level, or we jump up 100 levels, right? But you have to be willing to allow that to happen. And the way that is that we have to let go of some of the things that we believe. Because it's not hard to lose weight. It's not hard to have a great relationship. It's not hard to be in business. It's not hard to, whatever you're finding hard right now. It's not. Except if you think that it is. And it really essentially comes down to that. I would just say, because I know when I have been stuck in areas of my life, certainly for relationships in the past and definitely in business in the beginning, I had a lot of thinking around it and I couldn't get any insights. I couldn't get any intuition because I just knew everything was hard. And, you know, say in relationships, whoever I met, oh, it just wouldn't work out. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at relationships. And I had all this stuff. I had, you know, I've been married and divorced and, you know, that's why my relationships aren't successful. Like I had a lot of stories. But I couldn't see that I had a story. I just saw that I had a past and I thought my past was affecting my present, but it wasn't, right? It was that level of consciousness that I was at that was preventing me from being in a happy relationship. And until that went up, you know, the relationship that I'm in now is, you know, I'm really happy. So my point is that we have to be willing and open to allow that to happen. And if you've got a lot of thinking around something like I do with the relationships and certainly with my business, sometimes it can be hard for anything to get through, any kind of intuition to get through because it really looks so solid, your reality. Pick something else that you want intuition on and just see how that works for you. See how that your intuition does speak to you. See how that you are guided. Sometimes I recommend to just ask yourself, you know, even if you write it in a journal, what's keeping me stuck? What do I need to do next? What is it that I need to see? And honestly, you are just asking yourself that question, whether it be in a journal or out in the open. It's better when you write it down. And then do nothing with that question. You are not going to try to work it out. You're not going to look for signs. The answer will come to you. But that's the intention. That's where you start. And then the answer will come, because that's the way that our mind works, or this intelligence behind life, whatever you want to call it, it is guiding us. You are being guided. Our intuition guides us, but we have to be able to hear it. And sometimes when our mind is too busy trying to work out our life, there's no intuition can get in. So that's why that's a really powerful exercise, to see what answers you get. And then you act on it. You take that intuition and you take action on it until you get the next lot of intuition. Then you ask the next question. Okay, that's what do I need now? What's next? You just keep asking until you get to where you need to get to. And so the body that you want, the health that you want, the relationship you want, the business that you want, the career that you want, whatever it is that you want, is already there for you. But it's in another reality. It's on another channel. You have to jump onto it. And then it's not up to you when that is in your life. It's not up to you when you've got your health and your body or your business or your relationship, right? Change does not, we don't control when change will occur. So I want you to think about that. And I've recommended for some of you to get a journal and just to really kind of journal these ideas. And you can even journal every day what your goal is. And just it's just constant reinforcement, because we're so used to going into the negative. Actually, Nat, we spoke about this today. Like, you know, we talk about, you know, we know that our thoughts are powerful, because we wouldn't say anything, or we don't want to think anything bad about what could possibly happen to our loved ones or your kids, right? You wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't think, wish, or not wish, but I wouldn't think, you know, oh my goodness, is my mum going to get sick? Like, I wouldn't, that sounds bad. Like, you know not to think that, because it's not safe. Yet we think negative thoughts all the time about ourselves. And it's the same thing. Our thoughts become like food for our body. And so my challenge to you is to be open to another channel, or to another frequency, or to another level of consciousness, like to really shift yourself, that really start to imagine what it is that you want. You know, this Bitcoin billionaire, he was like, he didn't say, I just want to have a nice house or a nice car. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, his goals were completely material. But he went, I want to drive and fly in private jets and live in Dubai and, you know, drive these fancy cars. Like, he went way up. And I think a lot of the times we make goals from the same level of consciousness. We make our goals from within our channel. Like, this is what's possible for me, given that this is my reality. You know, if I could just have a little bit more willpower, I'd be okay. If I could just, I wasn't so stressed about this or anxious about it, I'd be okay. We want to push through the barriers of okay. Really start to use your mind to create what you want. And it's a good idea if you reinforce it every day by writing it in your journal. So that's my additional little training for you. So number one was remembering that you don't control when change occurs. You know, like, if you think about it, you know, windsurfers, when they're out on the ocean, out on the water, and there's heaps of wind and they're flying and they're loving it and they're kind of flipping in the air and it's out of control, right? And they love it. And then if the wind stops, that's it, they don't move. They're just there, stationary, nothing's moving. And nothing will move until the wind picks up again. And that's how you have to look at the process of change. Like, if you're not reaching your goals right now, but you're still working towards them, sometimes there is a wait time. Sometimes there's a time where it doesn't look like anything's moving forward. And that's when you can ask yourself again, what's next? What do I need next? What do I need to see next? But the process of change isn't one speed. The second is, like I said, listening to your intuition. Listening to what you need to be doing next. And sometimes we just need to go that little bit deeper than focusing on, yes, we need to look after the body. right? It is a machine that needs fuel, and it needs the right fuel. And the better that fuel is, and nutrition and whatever, the better that machine is going to run. We also need to nourish the mind with things like this, like what I'm talking about right now, getting you to see better the way your mind works, using it in a better way. And then the third thing is, you know, stop being trapped in your story. Change the channel. Get onto a different frequency. Imagine things differently. Really start to imagine what you want. And let go of the old stories. Let go of, okay, it's been hard in the past, whatever, right? Just let go of that. And look at how easy it could be. Or effortless, I should say. And look at how much you could enjoy the process. And whatever it is, whether it be a health goal, a weight goal, a mindset goal, a relationship goal, a career goal. Really kind of dream into it and get excited by it, because that's where your willpower is going to come from and your motivation. Like, if you're not excited by your goals, if your goals are within your current level of what you think is your permanent reality, they're not going to excite you. But you have to find something that excites you. I mean, we're not all going to be excited by the same things. The Bitcoin billionaire, the whole idea of private jets and fancy cars doesn't really do it for me. Right? And so everyone's got something that is inspiring to them. And then to let go of our story, to let go of our thinking, let go of that channel that we've been living on. I hope this was helpful. I hope you journal about it, and I can't wait to hear your results next week.